Remember when you and your boring family would sit around on Sunday afternoons and snip, snip, snip coupons out of the newspaper? That's the only reason some people would buy a Sunday newspaper. But now couponing has exploded into this social phenomenon. You don't have to walk over to your Aunt Daisy's house to trade your mother's peanut butter coupon for something better. Now your mom and Aunt Daisy can just sit back with their smartphones and wait for Twango, Groupon, Living Social, or dozens of other sites to email them the deal or the coupon of the day. Oh, and you have to pay for it before you get it.
So here's a deal we have running today in Raleigh. It's a laser hair removal treatment.
Brad Halferty is the founder and CEO of Twango. The company's name is spelled T-W-O-N-G-O. The name came from a Chinese term for group buying. Halferty says he had been trying to shape a company with a team buying, social couponing focus before giants like Groupon hit the market.
We're in the same general market, and so ultimately it boils down to quality of deal. And delivering relevant deals to customers. And so we're in the process of building out or allowing customers to build out a profile and preferences. So if there's a particular deal that doesn't fit your criteria, you won't see that deal. So we won't be sending, you know, irrelevant information to you because we want to keep you as a subscriber.
That's the key to success in the social coupon game, getting shoppers to come back, even if there's no coupon. Andrew Peterson is an assistant professor of marketing at UNC's Kenan Flagler Business School. He says there's a reason why so many companies are running on the heels of Groupon.
The timing at which Groupon in these places came out in the sort of 2008-2009 time when, you know, the economy was a little down and when people saw an opportunity to take huge discounts on things, it really took off pretty quickly.
In 3 years, Groupon went from $94 million in revenue to more than $700 million, and the Chicago-based company can claim 83 million subscribers. Twango has 60,000 subscribers in the Triangle. Peterson says small companies like Twango must find a niche market in order to compete.
You can't just be a miniature version of Groupon because usually what happens is you'll be swallowed up or you'll go out of business.
And Peterson says some businesses have learned the hard way that you can't always count on customers, especially if you're a small business.
Well, the problem that was happening is that the type of people who buy these upfront coupons tend to be what we would call deal hawks. So they're people who are only going to go when they get the deal, so they're not coming back. And these deals were so deeply discounted that the firms were losing money on each transaction of the people coming in.
Can I help you, sir?
Yeah.
You were saying that Black Forest turkey is like the smoked turkey?
Yeah.
Can I get a pound of that?
Sure.
It's a busy Friday afternoon at the Meat House in Cary. Derek Wilkins owns the butcher shop and specialty market stores in Raleigh, Cary, and Chapel Hill. Wilkins says word of mouth led him to use Twango when he opened the stores early last year.
So when we launched Cary, we had about 52% new customer return. And then when we launched it in Raleigh, it was about 47%. Of the people that redeemed a Twango were new customers. So, you know, based on those percentages, I find that to be very successful.
Wilkins says he hasn't used Living Social, but he has used Groupon, a business decision he couldn't ignore. But he says he'll use Twango again. He knows the local investors and wants to see it do well. In fact, he's still running a Twango on his seafood line.
The Twango ones were expired August 15th. And here we are on the 26th, and we're actually still accepting them because if somebody's going to bring it in, you know, it served its purpose, you know, that we don't want to turn them away.
Twango has just moved in new offices, and founder Brad Halferty says they are profitable, but won't say how profitable. Last month, they broke into the Orlando market to cultivate travel deals. Charlotte and the Triad region are next on the expansion list. Leonita Inge, North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC.